Welcome to Seattle, Cincinnati, everyone! I hope you worked out your triceps and biceps, and we're ready to go! Put down the weights and listen to me and Christopher rock it!
What's up, guys?
You know, for a second, I thought you were doing that that Saturday Night Live thing that Dana Carvey...
Well, it kind of is. I mean, that's what they're doing,
and
right?
And then I realized, this guy's actually trying to fucking pull off a Schwarzenegger fucking...
We're here to pump you up.
That's what I thought he was doing. Hey, what's up, everybody?
I got not shit going on.
Well, I will tell you, first of all, we're going to start this one off... sorry about 16. It kind of sucked a little bit. We were tired.
There's a couple of all right lines in there. I like the Braille stands for fat chicks on the titties. I enjoyed that one.
Man, we were spent. But this is, episode 17.
Yeah, we're pretty deep in it. Some people thought we wouldn't last till 17. We get bored.
Fuck yeah.
We quit.
And here we are today getting 11 listens from Hong Kong.
Oh, yeah, we nailed it in Hong Kong. Shout out to Hong Kong.
Fucking 11. I have no doubt that was my buddy Chin from high school.
I don't think it was anyone you knew. Let's knock that off. These are complete strangers, and I think they're listening to us to make sure we're not on to them.
All right, strangers, if your name is Chin from Tempe, Arizona, God love you and a big shout out to you.
That ain't Chin. Chin, I know you're busy. You're a busy man. You got corporations to run or whatever the hell you do. You're not listening. These are government officials from China. They're making sure that we're not onto their shit because all of us know you motherfuckers had more than 3,000 people die on the coronavirus. You're fucking lying. There's no way we're outlasting you. No way.
You know, that's
not
funny.
Not buying it.
The other day when Trump was giving his speech that he does.
He's really
week.
Good at those, isn't he?
Yeah, but this one was so funny because...
I'm really good. Everything I do is great.
Even though I thought you'd get a kick out of this one because I know how much you hate Trump, but... when he was taking questions, a guy said to him, "Do you think the numbers from China are accurate?" And the look on his face was, "Fuck no, I don't think they're accurate." And he goes, "Well, all we can do is go by the numbers we're given. Do I think they're accurate? I have no idea."
Yeah, that's actually one of the most presidential things he's ever done.
What I'm saying. And that's what I was looking at him going, "Hey, that's what you were supposed to say."
That's the one time I want him to be Trump, though. I want him to go, fuck no, they're not accurate. These guys can do whatever the fuck they want because they're a military government. I mean, like, our press, to a certain extent, still holds us responsible. Their press are controlled by them. You put out the wrong thing, your head might go missing in a couple days.
That's like, the truth. That's like, a fact.
So there's a lot of cover-up. I do not believe that a country is that populated has had less cases of that virus than us.
Well,
there's
and
no fucking way.
And to cover his, political ass, he didn't say, "I don't believe it. I think they're a lie." He did the
smart move.
"I can only do the numbers that we're given, and we're putting the faith in blah blah blah." But everyone in that room could tell his thoughts were, "Fuck no, these aren't accurate numbers."
No, they're not. There's no way, right?
The look on his face. He rolled his fucking eyes when the guy asked the question, and I was like, "God, that's funny."
That is funny, and good for him.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I like one of my favorite things about Trump's those things is as soon as someone asks a question, he always wants to know where they're from.
Oh, that was great.
So he's going to take them serious or not. Like, where are you from? CNN, bullshit organization. All right, go ahead. He like discounts their question before it even starts.
Well, yeah. I like the one where he goes, they asked why he got rid of the task force for the CDC. You go, "Are you from CNN?"
Are you from CNN? Like, that changes anything.
The validity of the question is wrong now.
But, I'm listening to these things every day. Mike DeWine comes on, and I know how fucked up things are, and I know how fast this shit is spreading, and I know all that bullshit. I don't think this is bullshit. I'm staying home. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, except when I'm here with you guys doing this. But the other day, they break into television every day for Mike DeWine to give his update on what's going on with the coronavirus. And the first 15 minutes of this update, we're talking about the fucking neckties he's been wearing over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, there's only so much these guys can say at this point.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, then cut it down to into 15 minutes instead of a half hour of, you're taking my live PD off for me to listen to you while you're wearing fucking collegiate neckties. And he went into every tie about every relative or friend he's got that went to this university and why he's wearing a University of Miami necktie.
And he has this little sign language lady up in the corner looking like Garth from Wayne's
World. It was so funny.
Wayne's World. Just
because she's animated.
Oh, yeah.
She's up
great.
There doing this shit. She's great. And all that. And it actually kind of made me want to learn how to fucking do sign language because he was doing this.
I swear these guys are making a comeback right now. I don't remember seeing so much sign language before.
My son is taking sign language in high school.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't even know it was a fucking class.
Why not, though? I mean, it's actually about, I'd rather have somebody learn sign language than I would like Greek or some stupid shit they'll never use.
Yeah.
I mean, outside of Spanish in America, you're not going to use that many languages.
There's a fucking funny YouTube series on there. You guys really should watch it only because it's you know, and this quarantine shit, we're all sitting around just begging for something interesting to pop into our lives. I'm flipping around through YouTube and I'm watching concerts. I use a lot of concerts on there. And this guy, this fucking Jewish white guy from New York, nerdy Jewish white guy, goes to Chinatown and he actually travels to China and all these different, you know, cities that have a Chinatown like New York and blah, blah, blah. And he goes to these Chinese restaurants and he's asking, hey, do you guys recommend anything, blah, blah, blah. And then he busts into fucking fluent Chinese and freaks the fuck out of all those people that are working there. I mean, he speaks it better than they do. And I'm sitting there watching it. I was like, hey, that was kind of funny. Hey, let me watch this one. I watched it again. I watched this fucker for like 2 hours. It was pretty fucking funny.
That's the only reason I'd like to learn a foreign language, just so I can fuck with people.
Well, from there, I ended up going to, you know, hardest languages to learn. I've always wanted to learn another language. I always thought
English is the hardest.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Well, they say for Spanish-speaking or English-speaking people, Chinese is probably the hardest.
It's probably just hard to make those noises with your mouth.
Or I was thought, that, you know, one of those African things where they did the clicking. I thought that would be the funny.
They probably didn't even include that.
They actually did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they did that. But they said that without a doubt, Chinese was the hardest because of they'll have like one fucking word, but you say it in five different tones and it means something different.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they said it's a tonal language where you could say fuck, 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 and it all means something different.
Fook.
Yeah, something like that. So, but I mean, check it out. It's pretty funny. He walks in there and they're looking at him like, and sometimes they even talk about him. Like, what the fuck does this guy want? And they're saying it in Chinese, and then he'll bust into, well, I'll tell you what the fuck I want, and he'll go into his order and freaks these fucking people out. It's pretty funny.
You know, it turns out if a Chinese guy's name's Fook and you call him fuck, they don't like that.
I can imagine.
Yeah, I know one, and every time I've seen him, I'm like, hey, fuck. And he does, no, Fook. Whatever, fuck.
Well, there's a guy I know, I don't say, you know, we don't talk about work, but this guy's name is Anil.
Anal. Yeah, I know.
Everybody calls him anal, and he looks at you. He just kind of rolls his eyes, and you know what's
he
coming?
He gave up.
Yeah, what's crossing his mind is, hey, fucker, my name is not anal.
Whatever.
It's a pretty popular name in the Indian culture. So, you know, me at my job at Sam's Club, when anal comes in.
Yeah. Yeah. But, Mr. Fuck is also someone I know from work, and that's great that his name is Fuck, because I'll like give a handout, and I'm like, come on, for fuck's sake, let's get a good one. And it works perfect. I can say it, and I can mean his name.
Well, I also was watching YouTube, and I said, I looked for top 10 funniest Asian names, and there's actually a Long Dong in there.
Oh, of
Long
course there's
Wang.
A Long Dong.
I mean, that's a great name. If my name was Long Dong, I'm not changing it.
Why would you?
Why would you?
You mean you wouldn't go by Jimmy or whatever the the Asian
I'm
customers
Long
do?
Dong.
Did you ever see that video of the prank they put on the newscast of the Malaysian flight that went missing? And they got people calling in with the names of Long Dong.
Something
Wong. Yeah, the captain was Something Wong.
And then there was a Wee Dai Soon.
We die soon. I like that one.
It kind of goes along with the Robert De Niro thing on Saturday Night Live when he was listing the terrorists that they were looking for. You know,
speaking of the Malaysians, they're great. You know, our governors are out there putting their social distancing orders and stuff down. Their government came out and said, hey, women, don't nag your husbands during this.
Did they really?
Yeah, official government press release. Hey, women, shut the fuck up and let your husband do whatever he wants.
I love that almost as much as the Italian saying, don't eat your husband's ass.
That's New York.
Yeah. Rim job.
Don't give rim a rim job
memo.
No rimming in Manhattan, all right?
All right, so last week we were talking about, or last week, week before, who knows, about who has the biggest dicks in the world. Remember we were talking?
The Greeks.
You said the Greeks.
Yes.
Well, I've got an actual list here
all right.
of the top 10 biggest and the top 10 smallest dicks on the face of the earth.
All right, let's go.
And it's pretty funny because...
are we going all 10 or are we going top 5?
Let's knock out the 10 and we just don't have to say all of them.
Okay.
Because if you're one of the top 10 smallest ones, I want you to know about it. You know what I'm saying? All right, the top 10 countries with the smallest average penis size. And it's going to... I'm sorry, not trying to sound racist, but...
That's going to be...
Most of these are going to be Asian.
Yeah, sorry about your luck, guys.
The top 10. Number 10 is Japan, with an average dick size of 4.3 inches.
Shout out, Shingo.
Hey, yeah.
Thank God you're
and
Italian.
And Brittany trying to say, yeah, he's got that Japanese in him. They're known for 4.3 inches.
No. She said he has that Italian in him. He has the Italian dick.
Oh, okay.
He's got the Japanese face, the
well,
Italian
let's see
dick.
If Italy makes the top 10 biggest.
All right, let's go. In.
All right, number 9, Sri Lanka, 4.3 inches.
Ooh.
China, 4.3 inches. Then we drop down to number 7, those Filipinos with 4.2 inches.
Manny Pacquiao, I'm looking at you.
Yeah, you got a tiny one there, Manny. Number 6, Taiwan, 4.2. Burma, 4.2. Every one of these Asians so far. Then we drop down to India with an average dick size of 4 inches.
Really? See, I thought India would have some hogs.
No. India's got, well, maybe over there you're packing 5, you got a hog, but your average is 4.
I'm starting to notice a correlation. All these are very populated areas. I wonder if that has anything to do with it. Like, somehow nature is giving them smaller dicks because they're going to be so crowded in, they don't want them bumping into things.
You think that's it?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, that was which one? India. Then we also have Thailand and Cambodia at 4 inches.
No wonder
and
Rambo
number
killed
one,
them all.
The, yeah. The number one. Give me a drum roll. With an average penis size of 3.8 inches.
Oh, Jesus.
Korea.
Go Korea. No,
north or south?
It says north and south actually on the list.
It's the same country, but yeah. Well, that makes
3.
Sense.
3.8
I don't
inches.
Think you'd think like North would like tell the press, hey, we have 10-inch dicks
oh,
over
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
The Supreme Leader has a 12-inch dong. There's no way he doesn't.
And not only that, I will have to say it to Mars then. Your boy bands are packing a cigarette. That's what they're packing.
Maybe that's what she's into.
3.8 inches.
All right. Now let's hear about these long dongs.
Imagine 3.8. It's this big. That's your average dick size. 10 countries with the largest penis size.
Ooh, well, let's get it.
Number 10, all of our buddies at work from Puerto Rico.
Oh, those Puerto Ricans packing.
With an average 6.3 inch dick.
Damn, I see you out there.
Yep, tied with number 9, Peru, also 6.3 inch dick.
Peruvian cock.
Number 8 and 7. With 6.4 inch cocks are Panama and Jamaica.
Jamaica, I could see that.
Jamaica, man. They need somewhere to hide their weed at the airport.
Yeah, you know Bob Marley had a hog.
Oh, you know he did.
Yeah, that's why he's so
laid back. I don't
think
Ziggy did. I think Ziggy had a small dick.
Is that the...
Yeah.
That's why he just copies his dad.
Yeah. Bob had a hog. Ziggy had a little one.
Poor Ziggy.
Number 6.
Ziggy seems like a name you'd call a small dick.
You know, I didn't mind
Ziggy.
Look at
his little Ziggy.
I'm not always in a reggae mood, but if I do, I have no problem putting on a little Ziggy.
Well, it's just generic reggae.
Yeah. Number 6, or number, sorry, number, oh my God, this one is a little bit confusing. 6.6 inches for those Lebanese dicks.
Oh, the Lebanese. Now, we know some Lebanese, and oh, I know 2 Lebanese people, and both of them have hogs from what I hear.
Well, they, apparently they're in the
okay.
top 6 of them.
All right, yeah.
Really?
Shout out to Josh and Joe.
Really? Buddy's ears, huh?
Buddy's ears. Anyways, go on.
All right. All right. Not Joe.
Joe.
Joe's got, he's Lebanese?
Yes. Lebanese and Italian.
Well, he's might be packing then.
Well, we heard that he was.
At number 5, at 6.7 inches, tied with Venezuela, Colombia.
Colombia. All right, Pablo, I see you.
Yeah, those drug cartels have giant dicks.
Got
apparently.
That Escobar cock.
Now, that's a pretty big average, 6.7, considering
that's
ours is like 5.
That's a giant average.
Yeah. You've heard nothing yet.
Oh.
6.8 inches.
What the fuck's going on in South America?
I don't know.
All South American dicks.
It's the cocaine.
There is.
Is that what it is?
There is. How about 6.8 inches for number 3, Ghana?
Ghana, not the person.
No, nope. Ghana, the African.
Well,
country.
Okay, that makes sense.
Fucking racist.
I mean, we've always assumed that they got giant hogs in Africa.
Let's get South American again for number two at 6.9 inches in Ecuador.
Ecuador. All right. All right.
Is that still a country?
Yeah.
It's right on the equator. I'm starting to think maybe the equator has something to do with large dicks.
Well, I mean,
you're is it India on the equator?
Panama's here. Colombia's
here. They're getting plenty of sun, you know?
You'd think Costa Rica would be there somewhere.
Maybe if you snort vitamin D all day, you'll get a giant hog.
Here's the winner. The largest penis size average in the world at 7.1 inches.
Average.
Average. The Republic of Congo.
Oh, well, come on. You knew it. Joseph Kony out there.
The Republic of Congo. And it's funny because doing my research, they've also got the world's highest number of prostitutes.
Well, I don't think that's chosen. They got a lot of sex slaves.
2.5 million prostitutes.
Yeah, that's
in the Republic of Congo.
There's a lot of sex slaves going on over there.
Well, with these average 7.1 dicks, those prostitutes over there have got giant holes.
Should be getting medals.
They have to.
Man, I feel sorry for them now, you know? These poor
prostitutes didn't make the list.
Italy didn't make the list or Greek, and that's what I've always heard. Maybe it was just a white person thing.
It might be.
Maybe the largest white dicks were from Greece and Italy. I don't know.
But isn't that ironic that the largest dick in the Guinness Book is an American white guy?
In the Guinness Book. You know, over there in the Congo, there's some guy swinging around in the bush with a fucking 15-incher, all right?
Well, if this guy's got... can you imagine the average size
just
of 7'1"?
Here, smacking monkeys over the head.
That's kind of hung over here.
7'1"? Yes, that's a great dick.
That's an average dick over there.
Wow.
So the poor kid in the shower in the fucking Congo that's on the soccer team, he pulls out his 8-incher and everybody's laughing at how little his dick is.
Look at that small dick.
It's only 8 inches.
Well, that was racist. Anyways.
What was the clicking?
Yeah, I don't know why the clicked.
Well, it's a real language.
Is it?
Yeah.
And do they speak it in the Congo?
I don't know.
Not me either.
I don't know, but...
Well, it's nice to know the average dick sizes around the world. And it is funny how it is mostly South American and Africa. It's all the lower hemisphere countries. There was no big dicks above the hemisphere, was there?
No.
I guess like Puerto Rico right around there.
Yeah, Puerto Rico's
got one. But I mean, outside of that.
But from this point on, every time I see somebody who tells me they're from Korea, I will point and laugh. I won't tell them why I'm doing it. I look like Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber when that fucking guy ate the pepper.
What's up, Threer? Hey, we got one email this week, so let's go ahead and knock it out.
I got to guess who it's from.
Go ahead.
Wet Sniz?
Well, it is by our buddy GetPussy69, who sometimes goes by Wet Sniz, who I did ask. He does create a new email address for every single one of these questions.
That's awesome.
Which, good luck remembering the passwords. But,
keep it fresh.
All right, so this week he is Clam Burglar.
Clam Burglar.
Clam Burglar writes, Shut Up Cincinnati. Have you guys ever jacked off so much your dick has either bled or had scabs on it? No.
No, absolutely
Jesus
not.
Jesus Christ, bled? Who's jerking off to their dick bleeds?
I mean...
You got some sandpaper hands? Man, buddy, use some lotion.
I would imagine that...
Jesus.
Over my lifetime, I've probably jerked off enough to where it's a little bit sensitive and I didn't want to get near it anymore, but I've never drawn blood from it.
Oh, Jesus. I think the day I draw blood from jerking off, I'm going straight to the doctor and telling him I got a problem. Just lock me up for a little while, man. I got issues. I'm jerking off to my
scabs.
Dick bleeds. Scabs. I would think a scab would be the result of drawing blood from the previous day.
But I will tell you guys, I jack off dry. I don't use lotion or oil or anything like that. I jack off dry.
I'm a dry jacker. Every so often. Like I said, you know, it's one of those things. Like
Nick's a dry jacker.
If I got some time, maybe I'll throw in the lotion for a special occasion jerk.
It's bad enough when you're done cleaning up the boy butter. Last thing you want to do is wipe down the whole dick, too.
Yeah, I don't like it. No. I don't like it. But I guess it is nice to have a nice lotion dick.
Well,
right?
Got
I mean,
a
there
nice
is,
sheen.
There yeah. is a nice, you know, there's some niceness to that.
I had a buddy that swore he should own a piece of Jergens lotion because he used so much of it when he whacked off. I mean, he just put a handful in.
Yeah, like you said, that just seems like so much extra cleanup.
It does.
I don't.
Doesn't it?
I don't like it.
I don't even. Like I said, I don't even like the normal cleanup.
Exactly.
After.
Well, that's the socks for. And you definitely can't use a fucking. You definitely can't use lotion and a sock at the same time, right?
It always pisses me off when I find myself getting ready to jack off, and I brought nothing for the cleanup.
Yeah, that does suck.
Damn it, where's the paper towel? Fucking sock, damn it. The sock comes off. You know, I've got socks that could walk by themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Or you got jizz on your belly walling around looking for a paper towel.
And then
it starts
dripping down, and you're like, fuck.
Hey, this has probably got very confusing for people to hear a third voice.
It is.
We haven't said shit. So, Nick, he was our first guest a couple months ago, or a month ago, whatever the fuck long ago that was. Episode 4, I believe.
Like 2 months.
Yeah. He is now our engineer. We have an engineer, so I don't have to fuck around as much with this this board. He's probably no fucking clue what he's looking at yet, but he'll figure it out. He's a smart fella. It's not hard.
Well, for those of you that don't know, he's got a degree from MIT, so he thought he'd be the perfect guy to come in here and run the board.
Yeah, he got that degree when he was 13, I heard. Graduated from MIT. In a wheelchair. So every once in a while, he'll be chiming in. Don't get too confused over there.
Sorry. I'll keep my mouth shut most of the time.
Anyhow, question number 2.
Let's hear it.
Top 3 sports movies of all time.
So this is another one of those fuck you questions, because there was a lot of fucking good ones.
Well, when you narrow it down to just sports movies, it makes it a little bit easier, but I'm still going to have a hard time thinking about
it. But
I could
give you a top 3 football, top 3 baseball, top 3 golf. You know what I'm saying? I could give you all of those.
I couldn't give you top 3 golf, but go ahead. Well,
so we're talking sports movies. Are these comedies? I mean, is it something you throw Caddyshack in?
He did not specify, so you do your thing.
Oh, my God. That is so hard. I mean, when he said last week, top 3 movies of all time, that was fucking impossible to answer.
All right. Well, I'll go off the top of my head. And these are no particular order. The Program.
I like The Program.
Love The Program. All right. Any Given Sunday.
I love that movie, too. It had some cheesy parts to it.
Of course it did, but it's Oliver Stone. It was Pacino in it. You had
I loved LT in it. I thought
LT
was
great.
He
had LL Cool J licking his lips and shit. It was a great fucking movie. I loved Any Given
LL
Sunday.
Cool J, he did pretty well in that movie. Actually, both of them did.
And number 3, I'm going to go with the comedy. I'm going Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore. What a great movie.
What a classic. That was when Adam Sandler was great.
It is.
He had that run there with Happy Gilmore and
Billy Madison.
There was the Water Boy.
And then he started making the shitty ones.
Hey, but have you seen the new one?
Uh-uh.
That he just uncut, or what is it?
Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems?
No.
Fucking great movie.
Really?
Great
is it funny?
Great movie. Not funny at all. I guess depend on what you think's funny, but it's not supposed to be a comedy. Actually, it's not funny at all. It's a fucking 2-hour panic attack is what it feels like you're watching. It keeps you on such edge.
Really?
Yeah, it's just about this guy, this gambler, basically, that owes people money and is going through all these fucking different ways to pay people back, but why he's doing it, he's still gambling. It's fucking intense. It's an intense movie.
Really?
Great ending. I ain't going to give it away because giving it away would ruin the whole thing, but a great ending to it that comes out of nowhere. Great movie. Recommend that 100 times over. I love that movie.
Well, I haven't seen it yet. I loved the old Sandler movies. The ones we just talked about, those were fucking great. And then he didn't even lose me when he made the first 2 or 3 bad ones. Like, I loved The Wedding Singer. I thought it was funny.
Wedding Singer was all right, yeah.
But then when he got into the ones where he started, Big Daddy was great. When he started trying to be like the romantic movies, when he did that one with fucking
50 First Dates.
Yeah, he did that one.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
I'm like, 50, this is boring.
Yeah, no one cares.
And then he did a horrible one where he was like a fucking shoe repair guy. It was called The Cobbler or something. Then he was this Jewish guy with all these fucking problems.
Click.
Click was terrible.
Yeah, he had a bunch of horrible ones. I did like Meet the Zohan. I thought that was funny just because it
was so...
Don't
fuck with the Zohan.
It was so fucking ridiculous. Is that what it's called?
Or Don't Mess with the Zohan, yeah.
That one was funny.
Jack and Jill.
Oh, God, was awful.
Awful. That movie about the Pixels, that was terrible.
That was bad. All those grown-up movies, and you see all those people from Saturday Night Live, and you thought it was going to be decent, and they just fucking blew.
The second one was even worse.
I didn't
than
bother.
The first one. The second one, he had moved back to this fucking town that they all grew up in. They all moved back there.
Mm-hmm.
Because after this weekend together, they all realized, hey, we want to be around each other. And the local bully that bullied him in high school, who was played by Stone Cold.
Well, I like that.
Yeah. basically bullied him and made him his bitch the whole fucking time. And in the first one, he comes across as this confident, you know, blah, 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 who was a Hollywood agent and blah, blah, blah. And the second one was fucking horrible. And I'm watching it going, say something funny. Anybody. Yeah. Kevin James, give me something funny.
That's what I mean. That movie is loaded with funny people.
I know.
And
Rock and
nothing.
David Spade.
And... Oh, that's another one. Wasn't it Funny People? Was that what the movie was called?
Oh, where he was a stand-up comedian?
That was all right.
Yeah, that was okay.
But it still wasn't that great.
But now I want to see this new one.
Yeah, Uncut Gems is good. So those are my three. Go ahead with yours.
Well, God. There's so many good fucking sports movies. These are going to be in no particular order like yours. The Longest Yard with Burt Reynolds is one of my favorites. Adam Sandler redid it, and it was okay.
It was all right. It had Joey Diaz in it.
It had Joey Diaz in it, yep. Yeah. But I did like the Burt Reynolds movie a little bit better because he was a real football player. You know, he played at Florida State. And
Burt Reynolds played at Florida State?
Played at Florida State. He did was not a know running that. Back.
Really?
Yeah. And he was...
back when they let white people run the ball.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was a long time ago. But yeah, he was actually a pretty well-accomplished athlete at Florida State. They were even talking about him possibly going to the NFL, and then movies came along, and he said, hey, I can make a bunch more money not getting the shit kicked out of me every day.
Fuck the Rams. I'm Smokey and the Bandit.
Caddyshack. Got to be in there.
Yeah.
Got to be in there. And for the third, God, this is – I'm trying to throw in a football, a golf, and a baseball. So, I mean, I could say Field of Dreams, but I won't.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go with – with Major League.
You know, I was about to say Major League was right out of my reach.
Yeah.
Like that would have been number four for me. Maybe it should have hit the top three. I'm not sure. But I figured I already named one comedy, so I was going to try
that
to stay away from
comedies.
One. I fucking love Major League.
I did too. And you know, as far as like real sports movies, fuck. Brian's song about Brian Piccolo and Gale Sayers. That was a great fucking movie.
Hey, how much, what was the guy's name that did the voodoo and stuff in Major League?
The guy that does the Allstate commercials?
What was his name?
Serrano.
His characters?
Pedro Serrano.
Serrano, okay. Serrano. Isn't that Yasiel Puig?
It yes. looks like
yes.
it.
It's Puig. He kind of acts like him.
But it's
him.
The guy
he's
that does
the
Allstate
voice.
Commercials now.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. He's the one
Jabu,
that says,
if you do not help me hit the curveball, I say fuck you, Jabu.
Great movie.
It's bad to steal Jabu's rum.
God, Charlie Sheen. That guy had it.
He did, man.
He was the man.
Although he made a horrible movie. Do you ever see that movie he made with his brother where they were garbage men?
Fuck you. Men at Work was great. I love that movie.
You know why I loved that movie?
Why?
Because they drank Jaeger. From the time they woke up till the time they went to bed. They were Jaeger guys.
Now, I loved Men at Work. That was one of my favorites.
See, I thought it was one of those stupid corny, but I liked it because
again,
I like movies like that.
And I watched this when I was 10, 11, 12 years old. If I go back and watch it now, I probably would think it was corny. And since you were older at that year in your 20s, probably when it came out, you probably thought it was cornier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I watched
but I liked corny movies.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. I watched it as a child. When you're a child, you don't really notice how corny shit is.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Just that's a good question, but let's just, for argument's sake, because there's so many, give three honorable mentions as well. I got to put Tin Cup in there. Tin Cup was a great.
Never saw
great
it.
Great fucking movie. Bull Durham was a great.
I feel like these are all romantic comedies at this point.
Bull Durham was a great fucking movie. Okay. It was fucking pointless. But it was kind of really showed you how baseball works. We're going to use this guy to make this guy better, and then we're going to get rid of this fucking guy. And I really didn't think Costner was bad at it. And I'll give you another one. You're going to think this is stupid, and it's cheesy, and it's corny, but I liked Invictus.
Invictus was all right. Yeah,
I liked that movie.
I didn't think it was corny.
Well, I thought you'd think it was corny because it's not really about sports. It's about Mandela and...
Well, I like Mandela. His son-in-law or whatever still listens to us down in South America. So,
yeah, he does.
You know, so I got to give shout-outs to the Mandela when I can.
All right, so give me some honorable mentions.
Now, this is tough for me because I'm running out of shit. You've named pretty much all the sports movies that come to my mind, too.
Except like Field of Dreams.
Well, I never cared for that. I could go with Space Jams.
Oh, my God. I knew you'd look for a basketball movie. I knew you would look for, and it had Jordan in it, so.
Above the Rim. I love some Above the Rim. You know, no, White Men Can't Jump. That's a legit one.
Great movie.
That's a legit one. I fucking love that movie. Great Wesley movie. Snipes and Woody Harrelson. Great combination.
Rosie Perez was fucking awesome.
And she was hot as fuck back then.
She was. You know, she was a fly girl on Living Color.
Well, she had
to I didn't know that.
Me.
She was like the head one.
That
her
don't
and
surprise
Jennifer
me
Lopez.
At all. Ah, shit. Let me think. I had one in my head and it just disappeared too. Oh, well, fuck it. We're moving on. All right. Third question. Have you guys ever had your dick sucked by a girl with a tongue ring? If yes, what are your thoughts on it and do you prefer it?
Yes, of course I have. I didn't really like it. I didn't dislike it, but you could feel it there. And it didn't add like good stimulation for me. You know, she did it hard. It actually kind of hurt a little.
I don't really have a preference. Yes, my wife has a tongue ring. But it just, you know.
And that's what, who I'm talking about.
Shit.
It set you up for that one.
That was good. Nah, but for real, I don't, yeah, whatever. I can do with or without it. I don't really care.
I mean, how many girls actually extend the tongue and run it down your whole
chest? That's what I was going to say. I'm sure there's girls that probably use that to that advantage. You know, you probably got some real whores that have worked on their skill with the tongue ring and everything else. But for me, I don't give a fuck. You know, and tongue rings in general are just,
I don't like that.
I'm done. Yeah, I bought this bourbon that Chris just tried. It's called Duke Bourbon. I bought it for my friend Josh. His nickname was the Duke. I saw it. I was like, all right, well, I got to get it at least once.
It's got a hard bite at
the end. And it's the Duke, as in John Wayne, is on the cover. I don't like it at all. It reminds me of that single barrel or small, whatever the fuck it is, that Four Roses that made me puke real bad. I don't like it. It has too much of a bite. Some people like bites on the bourbon. Our friend Alex loves that kind of thing. He might enjoy that. I'm not. I'm a smooth bourbon kind of guy.
I am too.
And it don't do it for me.
I like that oak vanilla flavored bourbon.
You know, I got a bottle inside. Cooper's bourbon. Good. And it wasn't that expensive. It was under $30.
Really?
And it is pretty smooth.
This tastes just like that one I bought last week, the Slaughterhouse bourbon. Mm-hmm. And it was like $35 or something like that because the guy said, oh, this is smooth. Well, it wasn't smooth at all. It was like this. It just kind of bites you hard at the end.
I think there's, like I said, with bourbon drinkers are weird. You got two different kinds of bourbon drinkers. Some people love that bite at the end. I don't.
I don't either.
I want it smooth as a baby's butthole.
All right, so we got any more questions from What's Niz?
No, that's it. Get Pussy 69. Thanks for writing again. Number one fan. We're happy to get your emails every week. You give us something to talk about for 10 minutes. So,
and those were great. And they're great questions. I want you to keep those coming. Yeah. Just, God, when you ask questions like, you know, best, that's like saying, hey, who's the best athlete of all time?
But keep on sending those kind of questions in because I like that. How much it bothers Chris. So,
so the other day, somebody posted on Facebook. And I wanted to ask you this. I wanted to ask you both this. They said, and everybody's got one. Is there an alcohol that you've gotten so fucked up on in your life that made you puke and you got sick and you literally can't drink that to this day?
And I answered that question by that person, and it was champagne. I still to this day can't drink champagne. When I was, I think, 17, I was young. I was still working at Kroger's as a bag boy. Maybe I was working at a non-food section, but I was still working at Kroger's, still in high school. Went over to my friend Dan's house. I don't know how we got, or I do know how we got it. I stole it from Kroger. I used to steal a lot of liquor from Kroger when I worked there. But anyways, shout out Kroger's. Thanks for all the free liquor.
I got Nick was also a Kroger employee for a while.
I got the most expensive bottle that they had on the shelf. I thought it was going to be fancy. You know, I drank the whole bottle. Got the worst hangover I've ever had in my life.
Wine and champagne in general give you bad.
Oh, hangovers. It was bad, man. I remember I had to leave work the next day. And Dan's mom used to cook us all sorts of great meals when we were over there. And that morning she had cooked us a bunch of breakfast potatoes and such. I puked those fucking potatoes all over myself while I'm driving down the road.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Literally driving, puking on myself. It's going on my steering wheel. It's going everywhere. It was one of those pukes that I couldn't stop. You know what I mean? It wasn't like, all right, I'm going to pull over. I'm going to puke. It was just one of those where I was just like, all right, I'm puking. And ever since then, I will not fucking touch champagne. And this was... Like I said, I was 18. This was a long time ago. We're talking 22 years ago, and I still will not do it.
Well, for me, and that's why it was hard for me to pick up bourbon again. About 2 years ago, I started drinking bourbon because everybody around here drinks bourbon. And I said, well, let me try to get on that bandwagon and see if I can appreciate it. But when I was 15 years old, my dad had a whole bunch of expensive liquors in the house that... he had a bottle of something called Old Granddad.
Oh, I'm very familiar with Old Granddad.
But it was in this wooden box. It was a special bottle. It was aged a certain amount of time.
I was going to say, because that's rather cheap.
No, this wasn't nowadays. Cheap. This was an expensive box bottle back then. And well, me and my nephew Steve.
Things change over 50 years. So.
Right. Well, this was 22 years ago also when I was 15.
Don't believe that.
And we, parents were gone, and... it was just him and I. We were bored, and we found this bottle. We said, let's try it. So I might have been 14. We had drank a shot of this stuff. Felt like we were going to die. But then he went in the kitchen, and he found this those little fucking envelopes of Crystal Light Fruit Punch.
Love them. They had them back then?
Well, they had Crystal Light. They were in these little round cups. They looked like almost the K-cups you buy for...
Yeah, no, I use those still.
Yeah, they had them back then.
Okay.
Fuck off.
I mean, I literally thought that was something they made in the 90s. So
oh, no, they weren't the little
I'm not even shitting on your age. It just kind of surprised me.
They were little cups, yeah. And
they still sell them, like,
the whole
cups.
Bottle. The whole fucking bottle. We started puking, both of us. I was in one bathroom. He was in the other. And I think I puked for a good 2-3 hours off and on. And my mom came home. Dad came home pissed off. First off, you drank my whole fucking bottle. Second of all, you're fucking 14 and you're hammered drunk.
Yeah.
So we got in a lot of trouble for that. But I remember that for days after that, I could get that bourbon taste. Anytime I thought about it, it popped into my fucking mouth. And I couldn't drink bourbon forever until a couple years ago. So I was 14. I was 40 years ago. So about 38 years, I couldn't touch this stuff.
Damn. That puts a hurting on you.
It does. I mean, I just had the it was horrible. You know, that was like the first time in my life I got those horrible bed spins that you got when you were a kid, and it felt like you were going to fucking die.
Yeah.
So, yeah, bourbon was for me. How about you, Nick?
Bacardi, rum, green apple. I thought I was, tough stuff back in college, freshman year. Got a bottle, bought it to myself, thought I was hot stuff, and thought I could take it to the face. Did not end well.
Puking your guts out?
Oh, yeah. What stunk was my puke smelled like green apple.
Ooh. I stay away from clear liquor still to this day, and it has nothing to do with how many puked. I feel like it's going to make me puke even when it doesn't.
I can't drink tequila. Only it doesn't make me sick, but it turns me into instant asshole.
You ever had Rebel Yell?
Is that Billy Idol stuff?
No, but it's a bottle of bourbon called Rebel Yell, and I don't think it has anything to do with Billy Idol. But whatever, we used to get it every once in a while, and every time you take a shot, you'd have to sing some Billy Idol songs. It was a good time.
That's a good time.
Just take a shot. Oh, and a Rebel Yell.
favorite drinking game when you were young and stupid?
Asshole.
I remember asshole, but I don't remember exactly how to play it. Somebody was the asshole, right?
I don't remember how to play it either. Now that I'm saying it, but we played that constantly. And we actually played that with Everclear once. Did not end well for anyone.
Oh, God. Two shots of that and you're fucking hurt.
That was awful. But, I lived in this house above the Mad Frog in Clifton. All right. And then when I called a house, it wasn't a house. This was the grossest place ever. It was a 4-bedroom. We paid $400 for it a month.
Vine and Clifton Avenue, right?
Yeah,
right
Vine on. And Clifton Avenue. There was holes in the ceiling. I remember my roommate Adam's room had to have a bucket down all the time because anytime it rained, it came through.
How could you fucking get any sleep with the bar downstairs?
Dude, we only lived there for 3 months. We never once paid rent. We never once paid any bills. We just lived like fucking animals for 3 months. Ended up getting evicted. But we had theme nights. And Everclear was Everclear Tuesdays, I believe. And every Tuesday, we'd get a bunch of Everclear and get fucked up. And it was such a great time.
Everclear Tuesdays.
Yeah, every Tuesday, we'd hang out on the balcony that overlooked the Mad Frog entrance and just yell at people and stuff. And I think Tuesday was Latino night there.
Oh, God.
And the Latinos did not take much of our jokes very well. So almost every Tuesday, we had a bunch of Latinos yelling at us.
Hey, we're going to come up there.
Yeah, but they couldn't because we had like this. That was the one good thing about our place. They had like this real thick metal door. Like they couldn't have got in if they wanted to. You know what I mean? It was fucking great. But that was the worst place I ever lived in. I remember my window didn't close all the way. We lived there in the wintertime. I remember once waking up with snow on my bed.
Right.
It was fucking great.
Snow on your bed?
Yeah, because my window didn't close.
What months did you move in? If it was wintertime for only 3 months, did you move in like...
I think we moved in like right around December.
Oh.
It was like December, January, and February.
Moved in
like
the worst time of the year.
Oh, it was awful. We had, I forget the guy's name, but there was a guy underneath of us. They had the apartment, and part of our drinking game was every time something happened, we'd stomp on the floor and say, fuck Gerald or whatever his name was. He moved out maybe like 6 weeks into us. And when we went down there, we ended up getting his bedroom downstairs. We ended up renting that out too and using it for our band. His bed was only like 3 feet from our floor. He lived on like this, like flat thing that was, was real close to her.
Like a little cubby hole kind of thing? Like a crawl space?
So, but it makes it even funnier knowing that he was that close to the ceiling and we're stomping on it every fucking night saying, fuck him. Great time.
So he was living
house.
In a bottom bunk,
yeah, that
basically.
That was the house where my buddy Chris shit on my coffee table. All sorts of weird shit. When
Chris
that was
probably, with the tucky?
Yeah. The weirdest fucking house I ever lived in. That was 3 months of probably the most debauchery I've ever lived in.
Well, you know what? Getting back to the original question, somebody send us an email or a PM on Facebook and remind me how to play asshole, because I remember that was a fun game.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I'm sure someone knows.
My favorite drinking game growing up was High Bob.
Didn't know that one.
This was, you could use it with a whole bunch of shows, but it started with High Bob. High Bob was, we would sit around and we would watch the Bob Newhart show. The old Bob Newhart show. And he worked in a doctor's office and blah, blah, blah. Well, you had a bottle of beer or whatever in your hand. Anytime somebody said Bob, you had to take a drink. If they said Hi Bob, you had to finish what was ever left in the container. Okay? If you had a bottle, you'd drink it. Oh, Hi Bob. Then you had to chug the rest of the beer. Well, everybody in the fucking show says Hi Bob when they see him.
Yeah.
Oh, Hi Bob. And then sometimes he walks into his office and there's four other doctors there. Hi Bob, Hi Bob. And you got to grab four beers and fucking kill them all. That was my favorite drinking game.
Okay, so you just went off a show.
Yeah, Hi Bob, and then we turned it into the Brady Bunch. If there were six of us, we would all pick a kid out of a hat, and anytime their name was mentioned, you had to drink whatever was in here. Pretty fucking mindless, but funny. Nick, got one?
You know, I got to go with beer pong. I mean, my college days were ruled by beer pong, but if we're talking card games, Kings.
It was a drinking game?
It was a drinking game. You just take a deck of cards and each card has, like, you know, seven heaven. Last person to raise their hands to up to the air has to drink. Or, you know.
See, I encourage anything that makes you drink a lot.
See, my problem with drinking games, and most of them are all based off of beer, and I've just never been a beer guy.
See, we used to do this thing, a whole group of us, we used to play team quarters. And we would use a fucking 64-ounce pitcher, and there'd be three guys on a team. And if somebody made it in the pitcher, doesn't matter who drinks it, but between the three of you, it's got to be gone. And I used to always team up with this guy, Mike Ford. He could just down the whole fucking pitcher and, you know, not make you drink much.
Mm-hmm.
At least two or three times. But that was always a fun game. Hey, I got one here for you. I was doing I was just bored this week, and I was looking at a lot of fucking things. Have you ever had anybody... any girl you were ever banging, do pull out any weird sex toys that you've never seen before?
Nope.
You haven't. See, I haven't either. But, well, a friend of mine did. His wife pulled out this electric thing one time on him, and he didn't know really what it was for. One electrode attached to his dick and the other one attached to her nipples, had two clamps on her nipples. And you were supposed to hit this button and give you both a zap at the same time, and you were supposed to, you know, kind of go...
Zaps the dick and the titties?
The dick and the titties, or you could put one on the clit or whatever you wanted to do.
Wow.
So I wanted to see...
That don't sound fun to me.
It doesn't seem... Electric shock therapy just doesn't sound fun to me.
Sorry,
either.
I don't want electric in my dick.
So I got the... I wanted to find out what weird things were out there that people actually fucking used. So I found the top nine. Now, I'm not going to go through them all. But the number one weird sex toy that I could find was the Orgasmatron 3000.
Ooh.
It looks like this.
Jesus Christ, it looks like a dryer.
Yeah, it does look like a dryer. It says, it's still an invention that was created to get people off. It's a saddle. You've seen those things that women would ride.
Like a Sibian?
A Sibian.
Yeah.
I guess this was the thing before the Simeon. Basically, women would ride this thing, and it's got little rubber knobs under the sandal that would poke up in different places. And the cost of this thing is like $1,400.
Jesus.
And I was sitting there thinking, to masturbate, $1,400.
And it's just for masturbation?
That's it.
Oh, yeah, fuck that.
A woman sits on this thing and rides it. But the thing I found the coolest, the weirdest sex toy I found, and you guys tell me if you wouldn't just freak the fuck out. It's called the Gaga vibrator. Like, not Lady Gaga.
I was going to say, I'm thinking Lady Gaga in her outfit full of meat.
It's a little miniature dildo.
Okay.
Okay, that goes in the pussy, but it's got a camera on the end of it. So basically, you open up your app on your phone, and you stick this thing in this girl's pussy or asshole.
What are you going to see?
And it gives you a personal, up close and personal view of the inside of the vagina.
I don't know about you, and this is just me. Like, I don't care to see the inside of the vagina.
See, I don't either.
Like old porn magazines. You know, I was more of a Playboy guy. Like, when you get in a Hustler and they're showing you their fucking liver from the vagina shot, I'm not interested. It just never did anything for me.
What was it? Was it Hustler or Penthouse was the first one that actually showed penetration?
Probably Hustler. I mean, it could be Penthouse. I thought it was Penthouse. It might be Penthouse. I could be wrong about that. I know both of them are a little bit, you know, obviously raunchier than Playboy.
Yeah.
But I know Hustler is usually the one that took it to that next level every time. Old Larry Flynn, I don't care.
You know, we used to, at the club I worked at, we used to do these wet t-shirt contests every week, and it was actually sponsored by Hustler.
Really? Did you ever get to meet Larry Flint?
No, but I met Dustin.
I have met Larry.
Dustin, really? I'm going to hear that story. But Dustin was the guy who came every week and provided us with the Hustler t-shirts. Because at the time, the Hustler store just opened, and it was everything. You know, like, all the girls now wearing shirts that say pink on them. Well, they all said Hustler back then.
Yeah.
And he was an okay guy, but there was always something a little bit sleazy.
Well, of course.
Yeah, but he tried to come off as a normal businessman kind of thing, and then something weird would happen. And, hey, where is he? Oh, he's over there getting his butt eaten or something like that, you know. So tell me about the time you met Larry. This is fucking cool.
Nah, it's not that cool. I mean, and when I say meet, it's not like we sat down there and we talked about fucking Grippo's chips for an hour or anything. I just seen him at a Gold Star Chili over in Villa Hills. I did...
Jesus. We all know who that is right off the bat.
Anyways, yeah, that's great for radio for us to laugh at a picture no one else can see and we can't talk about. But anyways, no. Chris.
So in Villa Hills.
Yeah, I was in Villa Hills at a Gold Star Chili. Guy came in the wheelchair. He had some other people with him. I didn't really think much of it. And then I looked and I noticed that his wheelchair had gold rims on them. They were fucking sweet.
On a wheelchair?
On a wheelchair. Gold rims. So I took a closer look at him and noticed it was Larry Flint. This was shortly after his movie, so he was in the news pretty hard at that moment.
And Woody Harrelson in that movie, Larry Flint?
Great movie. Great movie. Courtney Love was in it, too. That was her first big movie.
His wife, yeah.
But yeah, I seen it was Larry Flint. I shouted out to him, you know, hey, Larry, looked at me and gave me a weird look and made a weird noise. I don't know if he can talk that well or something now. He got shot. I think that's why he's crippled.
Yeah, he did get shot.
Yeah, he kind of talks funny and everything else. He was older. Is he still alive?
No, Larry Flint's dead.
Did he die? I don't remember him dying.
Yeah, he died.
But yeah, I saw him. I loved his gold-plated wheelchair rims. That was a sweet touch. And he was just eating some conies at Gold Star over in Villa Hills.
Really?
Him and two other dudes.
You got to meet him?
No, I said hi to him. And he responded.
Did he respond?
Yes, that's exactly what it was. It was and he might have been telling me to fuck off. I don't know. You know what I mean? Because from everything I've ever heard,
he might have been saying, there's no mustard on these fucking conies.
I have no idea what he said, but I was happy to get a hi to him. I was happy that he said something back, and I was happy to see Larry Flint in person. You know what I mean?
I mean,
he's from this area, but I don't think he's around here that often anymore.
Well, no, in the movie, most of the trials were here, right? Hamilton County?
Yeah, he's from Cincinnati. I mean, that's where it was big at, you know, where it started. But I'm pretty sure he moved out west.
Yeah, he did. I think he went to L.A. It was funny. That was one of the funniest fucking things ever when they were roasting on Comedy Central. They were roasting Hugh Hefner.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff Ross says, well, we wanted to do Larry Flint, but we didn't have time to build a ramp.
That is funny.
Look at this sex toy. God, I think of Ryan every time. It's a fucking razor dildo. It's shaped and looks like a razor, and you're supposed to put that thing somewhere. It may look like something out of a nightmare, but the razor tool is meant to tantalize and tease. So if you enjoy such a sensation, it's time to add this to your goodie drawer. Ryan?
We got a new sex toy for you, buddy.
I might buy that for you. Never mind. $153. I'm not buying. I'll buy you a pack of Bix. We all know that's just as good. All right. So in the upcoming episode, we are going to do two today. We will have some call-ins today, some interesting call-ins. And if we have time, we'll go Facebook Live and put it out there if anybody else wants to call in. But you cocksuckers probably won't.
You motherfuckers aren't going to call. You twats.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about what the fuck everybody is doing sitting at home by themselves.
I mostly sit around, do nothing all day, and then right around like midnight, I start having panic attacks, and then I fall asleep.
Is that what you do?
That's your life? Dude.
It's awful.
And you know what sucks? I have anxiety issues. I have panic attack issues. I always have. I blame it on the fact that I did so much ecstasy in my early 20s because I didn't have it before then. I know that shit's supposed to fuck with your serotonin levels, and I'm pretty sure that it did. Because I've had panic attacks pretty much regularly since then. I've been on anxiety medicines, and I've been through all of them. You know, you listen to Anxiety Medicine. I've probably been on it once or twice. There is something about doctors, though, where they will not prescribe men Xanax or Klonopin or Valium or any of that shit. My wife can go to the doctor, come back with fucking diazepam, which is a super strong one. Me, I can sit there and have a panic attack in front of the doctor like, well, we should up your, you know, whatever shitty fucking Lexapro or whatever medicine I'm on now. They will not give Xanax.
Well, all you got to do is tell them, well, this one's not working. They'll go through them one at a time.
I've been through all of them, though. They will not. They will not give you the fucking short-term ones. I guess they're afraid that you're going to become an addict, which I understand that, but why aren't they worried about women? I think it's a sexist thing. I really do. I think doctors in their head think, well, these poor women can't fucking handle it, so we're going to give them something stronger, but men should fucking man up and deal with your panic attacks.
Well, when I was at the titty bar, working at the titty bar, the number one drug of choice was Xanax bars for these girls.
Oh, yeah.
It was, you know, it wasn't cocaine or weed or meth or any of that. It was Xanax.
I actually have a video conference with my doctor at 2 tomorrow, and I'm hoping to get some fucking Xanax because I can't fucking sleep at night. Like, I have panic attacks every night. It's fucking weird.
Do you really?
Yeah. It's been a real problem during this thing. I don't know what it is.
Who the fuck knows when this thing's going to be over?
I have no idea. And my problem is I'm also a bit of a hypochondriac. So, you know, usually at the middle of the night, and anybody that's had panic attacks knows that panic attacks cause shortness of breath and everything else. So my problem is I'll start having a panic attack, then I'll get shortness of breath, and then I got the Rona. In my head, I got the Rona. So now I'm spending the next fucking 2 hours on the internet looking up all the symptoms of the Rona and trying to talk myself out of it. It's fucked up, man. And then I can't sleep. I'm having more panic attack. The heart's racing. I pass out. I wake up in the morning. I'm fine. And then it's fucking repeat every single night.
And you know it's coming.
And yes. And the thing is I'm not alone here, man. There's a lot of, I've talked to a lot of my other friends that have anxiety issues and stuff. And a lot of us are going through this. And it's fucking weird. Because I'm not fucking retarded. I should say. I'm sorry. I can't just say retarded.
There's that hard R again.
Yeah, retarded. I know that I don't have the coronavirus. I have no other symptoms. I have no fever. I have no cough. I have no nothing. But I do get shortness of breath every fucking night. And I know it's just because of my panic attacks.
See, I wouldn't see panic attacks out of you. Most I wouldn't people think
wouldn't.
That.
Most people wouldn't, but I've had them my whole life.
I mean, maybe if you know, go to pee and you actually see what you fucking did to your hair, then it might cause a panic attack or two.
Chris is making fun of my newfound mohawk that I have.
It's not just a mohawk, people. It's a mohawk, and it's fanned out at the bottom to cover more. It's a comb-over mohawk.
Oh, no.
It's like fanned out like a fucking peacock's tail.
My hair just naturally does that. I didn't do that on purpose. I get out of the shower, I go like this, and that's just the way it lands.
And when you did that mohawk, were you totally bald on the sides, or are you just like that?
What do you mean?
I mean, did you totally pull out a razor and shave the
rest
of the
No, my wife did
head?
It. She used a 4-inch or a 1/4 guard or some shit like that. No.
See, now Cane's looks pretty good.
Cane's looks really good, and that's the reason I got it. We were giving haircuts out to the kids. Me and Cane usually go to the barber together. You can't go to barbers right now. He wanted his hair. He told me he wanted to grow his hair out long, but then he changed his mind because his brother needed a haircut, and he wants to be just like his brother all the time. And his brother will never let us give him a mohawk. My oldest has autism, and he just won't, you know, he doesn't get the joke. He doesn't get it. So he gets mad. Every single time I cut his hair, I tell him I'm going to give him a mohawk. I usually give him a mohawk to start out. He freaks out. Then I shave the rest of his head just as a joke. I'm the only one that's getting a laugh out of it, but whatever.
So you're sporting a mohawk right
but,
now. It looks
yeah,
good.
I told Kane that if he got a mohawk, I would get a mohawk. And you saw Kane. He looks fucking awesome
looks
with his
great
mohawk.
With it. Yeah.
His hair is a little like half black, half white hair. Works
yeah,
perfect
he's got
for
that
mohawks.
Greg Brady hair.
Yeah. So I decided to get one for him too. I figure by the time we get back to work, I'll grow it out and cut it normal by then. So I'm not going to have this mohawk when you see me at work. Don't
no,
worry.
It'll grow back in
but
a couple
I don't mind
days.
It. I don't mind it at all. It's kind of nice to wake
why
up not to fucking worry about anything. And I don't give a fuck what I look like to people. Like, I don't give a shit.
See, there was a bad rumor going around last week that they were closing liquor stores. Well, the one by my house isn't closed.
That wasn't real.
See, I thought for a second it was real.
No.
That they didn't consider. How the fuck is a liquor store essential? I mean, if you got a drinking problem that they don't want you freaking out not having it or what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know.
But I'll tell you what. The way we're doing it right now with this quarantine thing is my ex-wife works at a hospital, doctor's office, and she's doing all this fucking overtime. You know, she's constantly at work. So I'm keeping my boy from Sunday to Thursday. She keeps him Friday and Saturday. Just do this shit. Now she misses him terribly. And
tell that bitch to give you some child support?
No.
I'm just kidding. She's not a bitch. She's a very nice person. I've heard only great things.
Well, the thing about it is that...
I know her son listens, and he can probably kick my ass, so I'm not.
No, she's. We're only doing it this way because of the homeschooling and all that. And actually, she's kind of doing me a favor, knowing that I'm home by myself. You know, I go crazy by myself. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. And, you know, we'll go through little periods where him and I will get into an argument. He's seven. You know, sometimes could be an asshole. We'll go at it for a while. But when I dropped him off Friday night, I was like, okay, I can rest now. I can breathe. I got the night to myself, blah, blah. 4 hours into it, I'm going, I need that kid back here. I'm going absolutely fucking crazy sitting here by myself.
Really?
Oh, man, going nuts. What the fuck can you do? You're sitting on the couch going, what am I going to do tonight? Fuck nothing. I'm not going to do shit.
You can't do anything.
You can't do anything. I'm going to drink, probably, and I'm going to fucking keep fighting myself when I go to the fucking fridge because I don't want to keep eating. Now, you said you were down a half a pound after your last dump. I'm up 3 pounds on the quarantine.
Now, I've lost 5 pounds since this whole thing's beginning. I was joking about the half pound on the dump last night. But, yeah, I'm down 5 pounds, but I was telling our friend Mars last night that I think that it has more to do with my panic attacks, because usually at night, I'm stuffing my big fucking face. You know what I mean? I usually get a little fucked up and then start eating stuff. Now I'm not getting fucked up and I'm just having a panic attack and I won't eat. So this panic attack diet is working out pretty well for me.
How long do these panic attacks last?
Usually till I fall asleep. Maybe an hour, maybe 2 hours. Who knows?
And they're every night.
They have been the last fucking couple weeks. I haven't had problems with them in a while. This is kind of newish. I mean, I've had them in my past. I always go through little periods of my life where I get them. But no, this is kind of a newish thing for me to last this long and be nightly. That's right. Why I'm trying to get some goddamn Xanax.
See, now the old Jason I know would be trying to get some goddamn ecstasy.
No, I ain't fucking with that. That's the problem, is the ecstasy. No, I really do think that's what fucked me up.
Really? See, I've never done ecstasy.
See, I did a lot of it. I mean, in a short period of time.
Nick, ever done it?
What's a lot? No, I just want to ask, what's a lot?
What's a lot?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Well, I mean, you know.
Because I did ecstasy. I did ecstasy for like 6 months. I'm not probably not to the extent of what you did.
No, I would do it a few times a week.
Yeah, that's a lot.
For probably about a year period.
That's a lot.
And it wasn't just one pill at a time usually, because ecstasy was one of those drugs you kind of had to build upon.
Yeah.
So if you took one on Monday, if you wanted to do Tuesday, well, you're going to have to take more than one if it's going to give you that same effect.
Right.
So, yeah, I did a lot of ecstasy. Lot, like, yeah. Well, I used to, I mean.
Is it really like lovey-lovey everything?
Oh, yeah. You want to touch it. You want to touch
it. It depends,
everything.
Man. It depends on your personality. Usually it is. I was also that guy that would take ecstasy and I would get instantly annoyed by people.
What would it do to me?
I think you would love
You'd
it.
Be lovey-dovey.
Dude, it's the greatest drug to me. The old school. I mean, I'm not.
You're talking MDMA.
I'm talking old school ecstasy where so these Molly. Little pills and I have no fuck. Well, see, nowadays it's Molly. And Molly, I think, is a lot more pure and maybe it's a lot better and everything else. I don't know. I didn't really fuck with it that much because back in my day, it was ecstasy. You didn't know what the fuck it was. It had MDMA in it, but it also had some other shit in it. There was rumors that it had, you know, coke in it, that it would have heroin in it sometimes, that it would have whatever. And you could kind of tell when you took it that it was different a little bit each time. You'd always get that MDMA buzz. But you'd also get something else. And that was always the thing with ecstasy. You never really knew it was pressed into these little pills.
Yeah.
So it could be a who knows?
And they made him look like candy with the Nike symbol and the Mitsubishi
thing.
Yeah,
he had all sorts of different symbols on him, yeah. Depending on what it was. We, it's past 10 years. Isn't that the before you can get arrested or after? What's it called?
Statute of limitations.
Yeah, I don't think I'm past the statute of limitations. We used to sell the shit out of it, me and my friend. So I wouldn't be paying for it. So that's part of the reason why I did so much of it.
It basically just makes you happy? Or do you trip on it like acid?
You, depending on the ecstasy, like I said, I've had ecstasy that's gave me acid-like experiences. Probably more mushrooms than acid, not as intense, never as long. But, I mean, it was a little bit different every single time, to tell you the truth. Some was better than others. So it just depends. We've had some good ones. We used to buy them 100 at a time, usually sell 80 of them and keep 20 of them for ourselves. But we could turn that away in like a couple days. So, you know, we had a shit ton at that point.
See, there was a part of me always wanted to try it, but, you know, I've never been a big drug guy. I was always just fucking scared of them. I was thinking I would have a bad reaction to them and, you know.
Ecstasy, I wasn't never afraid of ecstasy after, I mean, obviously after doing it. I'm afraid of everything before I take it. But it's not acid. It's not mushrooms. It's not that kind of buzz. You're in control. You know
With
what I mean?
With ecstasy, you are in
you're
control.
You're in control. You're just.
You're not seeing cool colors and fucking
nah,
shit like that.
You're in control. You're just fucking happy. Like I said, it fucks with your serotonin levels in your brain. So the things in your brain that make you happy and all, you know, feel everything, it fucks with that. So you're feeling great. I mean, it's the best thing ever. But I do think, you know, and I always read about it, that it put holes in your brain, all sorts of other shit. I don't know if it did that, but I think it did, like anything else, like steroids. You know what I mean? That'll fuck with your testosterone levels later in life.
Yeah, it did to me.
Yeah. Ecstasy, I think, the same thing. It fucked with your serotonin levels later in life. Your body now thinks that it doesn't need to release the serotonin because it's obviously coming out on its own through the ecstasy. So now I'm a fucking mess. But hey, man, when I was like,
but you had stuff to
when
talk
I was
about.
Like 19 and 20 years old, man, that was the greatest thing ever. So straight out of high school, me and my friend Jordan, we had some fun with that stuff. His brother would get it for us.
Is it still big?
I don't know. I don't know. I think it's still MDMA is still big. Like you said, Molly, it's kind of changed. It's became more pure, probably more safe, honestly.
See, I think shit gets scarier as it goes.
It gets more pure. Now, certain things
they
that's good.
They start add shit to it. Ketamine and all that shit. I heard they were added to ecstasy.
You I did ketamine. Ketamine is just a painkiller. I mean, ketamine gets this name like as some kind of crazy thing, but it literally is just a painkiller.
See, I saw a lot of people when I was DJing raves. I saw a lot of people really fucked up on some stuff. And I don't know what they, you know, when I was doing raves, it was ecstasy that they were tripping on most of the time. Cocaine mm-hmm. or ecstasy, you know, but I always just like to watch people and go, fuck that guy. You know, not I think I can fly off a fucking building or anything like that, but ecstasy was the big thing. They would roll it up in a $1 bill and sell you that dollar. A lot of people would just bite it and snort the damn thing.
Snort it, really? I never did get in a snort. I've never been a snort guy in general. I just didn't understand the point of it. With something like ecstasy, it might hit you a little bit quicker. It's not going to hit you any harder. Why the fuck even bother?
Yeah.
Like, I can wait a half hour like and buddy. Not have a drip for a fucking hour, you know?
Like your buddy snorting boner pills.
Well.
You have some fucked up friends, man.
Oh, well, he's the best.
All right, so we're still encouraging more people to call in. Write in. We're getting a lot of messages from Wet Sniz, Clam Baker, Vag Muncher, whatever
Clam Baker.
Whatever the fuck his name is this week. You watch, one day he's going to be Clam Baker, and you have no fucking idea why. But we want more things to address. Wet Sniz can't do it alone.
No. Where's Harry Guy been?
I don't know.
He was our very first email, and he did a good job, and we haven't heard from him since.
No, and here's what I've decided to do with your titty buddy.
Yeah. Oh, I got some talking about that, too.
I drive by my house every day, and there's a little Mercy office literally right next door to my house.
Yeah.
That they have designated as a hot zone, as the office you go to when you got the symptoms. You know, it's a very small office.
Mm-hmm.
Every day when I drive by there, there's two nurses out there in full fucking riot gear looking shit with shields on and everything else.
Looking like Outbreak.
I'm going to buy a pizza and drop it off to those two women.
Well, here's this. Our friend Nick here is in studio. He pledged $100. To the pizza fund, and he made a good suggestion that maybe we do a little fundraise here thing and try to get a little bit more.
Oh, I like that.
I mean, he's pledging $100. I'll probably pledge some. You're already pledged a pizza.
Well, I'll pledge more than one pizza.
But sure, maybe we can put something on the website, on the Facebook, and try to get some kind of
a little pizza party for some nurses.
Yeah,
that would be a cool thing.
See if we can throw that in and get some pizza for these ladies, because or men, whatever.
Yeah, everybody down
there. Jesus Christ, could there be a fucking more important yet worse job right now?
No, these two women stand out in front of this thing, and in front they've built one of those little temporary tents.
Yeah.
This is the place where you come to get tested if you're feeling the symptoms. So these women will literally, you pull in your car, and these women who don't go back in the office, they stand outside the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
They wait for you to pull in, they have the test, they go out and they run your vitals while you're sitting in your car, they give you the test. And they send you on your way. But I'm sitting there thinking, they don't have a choice. They're out here trying to help people, blah, blah, blah. And I said, that's the perfect person to put the pizza to. But I love that idea of maybe being able to spread that around.
Well,
we
can get the whole office, because I'm sure there's people inside that are working, you know, doing shit too.
And that would be a perfect one to do it in, because that is the hot zone that they're designated as people with the virus.
Yeah. And nurses right now are literally the most important people with the workforce.
No doubt.
I mean, you know, doctors will come in and they do their thing and they make the most money and everything else. But the nurses are really the ones that are spending the time with these people and doing all the little things, you know?
Right.
The doctor just checks up on everything and he deserves what he gets. He's went through all the schooling and whatever. But these nurses are really putting the time, the effort in and putting themselves on the front lines to try to help everyone out.
So why don't we follow Nick's lead, everybody? We're going to ask people to,
I'll set something online. Money. I'll set something up on the website. I'll set something up on the Facebook. I'll have to look into it. I don't want to do any one of those GoFundMe things where GoFundMe takes a chunk of the money. There's other ways to go about doing this where we get all of it.
We can set up an account with like a Facebook Pay or a Venmo or something
like that. And, you know, when it's all done, I will post the fucking receipt or whatever we do to show that we're not just taking this money and spending it on fucking booze or something.
Sure. Absolutely.
But let's do something to help these people out because this is fucking just shitty for everyone.
And if we get enough people, we could probably hit two or three facilities.
Yes.
And take care of everyone in the office. It doesn't take a lot of pizzas to feed 10 people. So, no. I mean, if we get enough, man, we'll just go around and hit four or five offices and take care of everybody who's fucking really putting themselves in harm's way to fucking look out for us. So I think that's a pretty cool thing to do.
Yep. So that's what we're looking. Chris out there, you can take credit for getting this started with your tits.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we'll set something up and you'll see how to do it. We're not, I know everybody's worried about money and all that. We're talking, if you can pledge $2, $3, $5, whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we don't expect anyone to go out there and spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
A few bucks.
Just a little bit helps. I mean,
if we get a few $100, man, that buys a lot of pizza and takes care of a lot of people. So.
We might be able to talk to a pizza place and try to even get a deal or something if we tell them what it's for.
I got a Marco's and a Papa John's that we frequent by my house, and I'm sure they would both cut us quite a break.
That's what I mean. If we tell them what it's for and that we've saved up the money to do it, and we could probably get a good deal.
Yeah, I know we can. So
let's get this shit started. Cool try thing. To do something good out of us talking about dicks and balls and assholes all the time. You know, try to build something out of it.
You know what's funny? I was thinking about just the same exact thing. And my ex-wife posted something on here that every able-bodied person should do something to take care of either healthcare workers or old people through all this stuff. And it's actually kind of struck me. And I said, because I've always been... I always like to do some type of charity work. I always like to give back something. I used to go and do shit at Thanksgiving and stuff like that. You know, I always just felt inside of me that there's something I need to do. So I got on the website for Meals on Wheels, and I was going to volunteer a couple days a week to deliver Meals on Wheels to these old folks' homes and stuff like that. And I said, well, you know, I wasn't doing it to ease my conscience or anything. I'm doing it because I got time and why not help some people out, you know? They turned me down. They said, we're not taking any new volunteers right now with this virus because apparently there's too much. In order to volunteer to do Meals on Wheels right now, you have to get totally tested yourself and they have a criminal background check and all that stuff to make sure that you're not sick going to these old folks' homes. And I was like, well, how does somebody volunteer right now to help out?
Well, I'm sure Meals on Wheels isn't the only one, but I get what you're saying.
I'm looking into other ones. But yeah, Meals on Wheels turned me down. They wrote me back a nice letter, and they said, we really appreciate you offering to volunteer. Right now, we're just not taking any volunteers because of the shit. We don't know if you got it, and we don't have the facilities to test people and do all that stuff. But I tried, and I'll try again.
At least you tried.
Huh?
At least you tried.
Yeah, and I'll try something again. I thought that was the biggest one that helps senior citizens, so I figured that's the one I'd go after.
Yeah.
But there's got to be more. So I really like this pizza idea. I think that's a really cool thing to do.
Well, let's get it started. I will work on that tonight.
That sounds great. Let's talk about something a little bit less serious right now. All right? I was looking up the most fucked up stuff the other day. When
it seems to be a theme.
I really was. Do you have any allergies?
Yeah.
What are you allergic to?
I'm allergic to mold. I'm allergic to, I believe, pollen, and I'm allergic to bees.
Oh, you told me you were allergic to bees. Well, I was looking up weird allergies. A guy once told me he was allergic to something really fucking stupid, and I said, there's no way you're allergic to that. That doesn't exist, but it probably really fucking does.
It probably does.
Top 10 weirdest allergies. You can be allergic to your shoes. Leather.
I could see being allergic to leather.
There's a leather allergy. Water.
What a fuck. How can you be allergic to water?
It says it right here.
Your body's made up of water.
Some people get hives or something else from water.
Like Dasani, maybe.
Water allergy knows aquagenic urticaria.
Wow.
Different types of water? Like certain types of water?
Just water.
How does someone take baths?
It says... You get these little red patches and wheals that appear on the skin and are very itchy.
How do you hydrate?
Well, it turns out if you don't take a bath or anything, you get those same patches.
I know. It says why some people get hives or water is not known. It's a rare type of allergy. These hives usually go away after about 30 minutes.
Hey, listen, if you're allergic to water, that's natural selection. Just get the fuck off this earth.
Now, Darwin.
You weren't meant for here, buddy. Go somewhere else.
Now, here's one I think that Jason has. It's called...
Black dick phobia?
No, it's called an actual allergy, and it's being allergic to exercise. It's a real medical allergy.
Shit. Yeah, it's got a point.
It says you can suffer from anaphylaxis.
That's it.
A condition where your blood pressure drops suddenly.
Mm-hmm. Every time.
One type occurs after eating food and trying to exercise within 2 hours. So it's telling you don't exercise, Jay, because it really could...
I wouldn't want to fuck up my system by exercising, you know?
And I feel bad for you. You got that. Here's another weird one. You can actually be allergic to the sun.
Ooh.
How the fuck would that work?
I think that's just another term for vampire.
Now, have you seen those people like that? They have to wear bandages.
Oh, yeah. Like that guy Powder. Remember that
movie? Yeah, that movie, yeah.
That wasn't real.
No, but that's what it was about.
Oh, the kid couldn't. They don't have lightning. No lightning powers or anything like
that. Another one. You're allergic to cold weather. You're allergic to...
I think that's my wife.
To coins.
Coins.
You have an allergy to coins, a reaction to nickel.
No, yeah, nickel allergy is a pretty normal thing.
Yeah, but there's nickel in a lot of coins.
Yeah.
So you just really can't touch any of them. See, I'm waiting for one of these to say, you're allergic to this, and the reaction you're going to get is your penis is going to swell.
I knew you were going to go there.
I knew it. Get about 14 inches long, and it's going to be like rock hard and pulsing. And, you know, don't eat fucking...
Next thing you know, Chris comes over to my house and there's fucking quarters and dimes falling out of his pants. Like, what are you doing? Hey, I'm allergic to nickels. It makes my dick bigger.
And that's another question. If you
average my ass.
Now, let's say, hypothetically, you're allergic to dog shit.
Oh.
And if you held dog shit in your hand, it would cause a reaction that would make your dick swell up to 10 inches long and fucking thick as a thermos. Would you go out if you had a chick coming over beforehand and just grab a handful of Bowser shit before?
How long is the effect?
Yes.
The effect is probably going to be a good 30, 40 minutes.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what if you had to have dog shit in your hand in order to...
While you're doing it.
To keep the dick hard.
You got a hand behind your back.
See, what I would probably do is I would probably put gloves on. I'd sneak the dog shit up the gloves, and then I'd hose it down with some Febreze or something. And if she said, why are you wearing gloves? I'll say, well, I cut my hand or something like that. Blah, blah, blah. And just hope to God that the smell didn't come through. But yes, I would do that in a second. If you're going to get a fucking Ron Jeremy dick out of this allergy, I'm doing it.
I gave my sister a dog turd once for Christmas. When I was a young man.
You wrapped it?
I wrapped it. I put it in a nice long cylinder package so she couldn't see and had to reach in and grab it. She pulled it out. My parents were pissed. She
was
dry
and hard by then.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, I think it was a cat turd. But either way, it was fucking great to me.
Last year?
No. I think I was like 15 or something. And it was my younger sister. She's 8 years younger than me. So, yeah, she was seven.
7 years old.
When you gave it to her, she was years old?
She was seven or eight. She was young.
Oh, that's Big Brother of the Year
It was fucking great. No one else thought it was funny, but I got such a kick out of it. I think I got more. I was probably stoned when I did it, and I'm all wrapping it up, just cracking up, laughing at myself. Can't wait till Christmas morning. I put it under the fucking tree.
Somebody mailed a buddy of mine a shoebox with human shit in it one time.
Oh, my God.
Mailed it to him.
Did you see that meme on Facebook where someone put a big turd across the salad, and this is why I don't order Uber
across
Eats.
The salad?
And it's like, this is why I don't order Uber Eats. Sorry to break up your story about your buddy, Ed.
They just mailed him this box. It was a fucking wrapped package. Looks like it came from the post office, and he opened it up, and it was just full of human shit, a big pile of
Did he find out who it was?
Never. And he was sure it was one of his buddies. No, yeah. But I was thinking if it was one of your buddies, they're going to tell you. You can't keep that to yourself. But
yeah, what's the point?
Someone mailed him a box of shit.
I don't know. I guess Adidas it is kind of funny to never tell him. And they have that mystery in his life, of his life. And then wait till he's on a deathbed. Hey, buddy, I sent you the shit back in 94.
I just like how he has multiple friends that there's a possibility that they could send him a box of shit. It could be one of three. I don't know.
Well, I mean, that's definitely true for me. If someone sent me a box of shit, I'd narrow it down to 10.
Yeah, I could too. I could probably narrow it down to five, but I'd probably laugh my ass off.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'd open up, there's a box of shit in there.
I would be disgusted and then laugh.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be too funny.
But then your panic attacks would be like, I wonder if it's somebody who's out to get me. I wonder if it's a friend or if it's somebody who's going to kill me. It's shit first and it's a human finger tomorrow.
That's not the kind of panic. That's not the kind of panic attacks I get. I'm not paranoid about that kind of shit.
What kind of poop was it? Was it like the pebble poop, diarrhea poop?
It was a puddle. It was like soft serve shit. It was a mountain.
Oh, Jesus.
Just like the poop emoji. It looked like the emoji, yeah.
He poops swirls?
It didn't have flies in it or anything like that. It was just a pile of shit.
They probably would have died in the packaging in the mail.
Yeah, there was no toilet paper in there, nothing. Which reminds me of a fucking great story. I was in the fucking club one night DJing. I was hammered and I was fucking having a good old time. And at the end of the night, this fucking waitress comes up to me and she goes, oh my fucking God, go in the ladies' room. The ladies' room had like 20 stalls in it. The club was huge. I'm like, what are we doing? We went in this ladies' room. There was a turd in there that would rival any turd I've ever seen or heard of or thought this thing. And it was a women's bathroom. Okay, this thing was about that long. It was about that big around.
Jesus.
It was a monster turd. I've never seen one like it. And this girl actually called us in there to see it. And I'm looking around at this turd. And I'm like, God, that's a fucking masterpiece. You know what I mean? This girl should be proud. And then we all started looking at each other at the same time. We were like, anybody noticing that there's no toilet paper in that fucking bowl? We're like, no, there isn't any. And it wasn't stuck to the side, nothing. And we're all sitting there going, this fucking evil bitch went in and dropped this fucking giant turd, and this nasty fuck didn't even wash her ass before she fucking left.
Was there toilet paper in the stall?
There wasn't toilet paper. Yeah, it was plenty.
Wow.
But there was no fucking toilet paper in there. And there's no way a woman's going to think like a man and go, well, I'm leaving that for someone to look, you know, blah, blah, blah.
No.
There was no toilet paper there.
You think it was a man that did it?
No.
Nope.
No, we were open. We had just closed. She had went in to make sure that there was no women left in there to kick out. You know, hey, it's time to go. And then she, you know, they always go in, they push the stall doors open, and she saw it. You know, she saw the trophy sitting there.
The trophy.
She goes, oh, my God. She came screaming out, and there was 100 employees in there. We all went in and looked and realized that this nasty bitch didn't put any fucking
That's fucking awful.
It is. I mean, one of the better ones I'd seen, but there was no way that thing was flushing because it was sideways. It wasn't even lined up to the hole. You know what I mean? I think she straddled the toilet the wrong way just to make it go that way. I don't know, but one of my better stories, I think.
one of my better stories.
Well, it was unusual stories. So.
Do you ever have a shit in the club so bad it didn't flush?
In the club?
In the club. Like, oh, it's so bad that it backed up the plumbing.
Oh, God. They got to call the fucking...
I'm sure I have, but it's usually not from the shit. It's usually from too much toilet paper that I crammed down there with it.
Mm.
But at the club, we did have a...
Because at the cabin, we've had that probably like two or three times.
It was always Beasley. It was always Beasley. And that nasty motherfucker will leave them in here for people to see. And I remember the first trip we went on, he left me one. And I went in there and I lifted up the toilet to pee. And I went, oh, God.
There's barely ever a point where you go into the bathroom there and someone doesn't have a turd still left over.
I've never left one.
Really?
Never.
I don't even believe that. I'm
telling you the truth. Believe me, I don't ever hide the fucking fucked up stuff that I do.
True.
But I've never left you guys at one of those. Although, I've also never put testicles on anybody's head, you fucking rule breaker.
I've never wiped my ass with someone's pillow, but you know. Oh.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And I didn't wipe my ass with anybody's pillow.
Pre-corona, don't worry about it.
Pre-corona.
Yeah, it was. Long before.
Yeah, corona. You don't want to do that stuff now. That's bad.
A little pink eye or hepatitis maybe, but no way you're getting corona from it.
A little pink eye.
I've never had pink eye.
Oh, I get it all the time.
Do you really?
Yeah. I don't know why.
I don't think I've ever had it.
I mean, all the time. I mean, like once a year.
I don't.
It's quite often.
Yeah, that's pretty often. Considering,
pretty often. Considering it might have something to do with me never washing my hands.
You think? Sure. And you've made that rule.
My ass is never washing my hands. I get pink eye once a year, though.
Hey,
by the way, fuck you for bringing this up so much, because now my wife, every time I leave the bathroom, is like, hey, did you wash your hands?
Well, yeah. I mean, my God, it's fucking gross, dude.
No, it's not.
To shit and not wipe your ass, or wash your hands, is fucking gross.
Who's the greatest human of all time? Jesus. He didn't wash his hands. Go fuck yourself.
He also didn't shit.
Bullshit. He had those heavenly shits. You know he did.
How do you know he didn't wash his hands?
Well, no one washed their hands back then,
right?
He
didn't use antibacterial soap or anything, but I'm sure he went down to the river.
You think they went down to the fucking river every time they took a shit?
I think they shit in the river.
Plus, do you think washing your hands in the river is really that much more sanitary than not washing your hands?
When it's all you got.
Especially if you're shitting in the river.
When it's all you got.
Well, I mean, I'm gonna shit.
Yeah, but if the river's moving, the shit's moving with
it. I'm just saying, no one shits in the toilet and then washes their hands in the toilet.
You just don't want to be that guy like Judas who shit downstream. And everybody else was pouring right toward him. You know, hey, that's what you get. Karma's a bitch, man.
Fucking Judas. Hey, you got a would you rather this week? I think we're about that point. Where are we at time-wise?
Hour 20.
Oh, yeah, we're done.
Hour 20 is about perfect time.
Yeah, now we try to aim for about an hour and a half. That's my goal usually.
Remember, guys, the next episode, we will be going Facebook Live every time that we are accepting call-ins. I know you can't hear this now, and you won't be able to hear it for a while, but you'll be in the future.
When you see us on Facebook, call in maybe a half hour later.
Yeah, I'd say that's a good one.
Now, that's usually the way we're working. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. All right, well, here's my would you rather, and we can't look at Nick as a guest because he's
going
to be doing the engineering. So this is
aim it
be,
at me.
What's that?
It's aiming at me.
It's aimed at everybody, not just our guest of the night. All right, here's the deal. I thought of, would it count as, would you do this for as much for this much money? Would those count?
I don't know what you mean.
Like, instead of, would you rather do this or this, if I said, for this much money, would you do this? Would that count as a would you rather?
Sure, why not? Go ahead.
See, I think it would.
No, go ahead. Who cares?
Okay, but I'm not doing it this time. I'm just asking.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so here's the deal. Would you rather, this one's kind of deep. It's not gross.
Kind of deep. I love when you say deep and then it's a dick or penis thing. This is kind of deep. Would you eat a turd for $45?
No, I never said, did I say eat turd?
No, just go on.
Okay. All right. Would you rather.
And yes, you did say something about eating a turd. I think in like episode 3, it was either like a spoonful of turd or fucking an AIDS victim or something like that. I forget what it was exactly. But anyways, go ahead.
All right, I got one. Would you rather get arrested for child molestation,
Jesus,
even though you didn't do it?
Okay.
You're still going to prison as a child molester.
But I didn't actually molest the child. I don't have to molest the child in this situation.
No. You didn't. No, there's no molesting of children. But you're going to prison as a known child molester, and you know what happens in there to child molesters. It's going to take them 3 months to realize you didn't do it and release you.
All right. 3 months of being in prison for child molestation.
Child molestation. Mm-hmm. You know, your butt's going to be this big.
It's not going to go well.
No, it's not going to go well. The only thing is you won't die. I mean, you might get the fuck kicked out of you, and you know what, but you're not going to die.
Yeah,
it's going to take them 3 months to find the evidence that proves you didn't do it.
Okay.
Or you're going to have to have sex, okay, with your first cousin once a month for the next 12 months. Your first cousin.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You know, and I only
one
have...
you grew up with. One that you know well.
I don't really.
You got to bang your cousin.
Okay. I only have 2 female cousins. I have like 15 cousins, but they're all boys. My family just produces boys nonstop.
Are they first cousins?
First cousins.
Pick one.
Two of pick one. Should I pick the cuter one? I'm not sure.
You got to bang your relative. Yeah.
Oh, God damn. We're at risk going to prison and getting ass. Ugh.
I will say that. You know, you're going to go to prison. It's going to take them 3 months, but your name is fully tarnished. You're going to have to move.
Yeah. It's hard to get over that charge, regardless if you found innocent or not.
You get proven innocent, and it gets publicly shouted.
Doesn't matter.
This was not even the same guy.
Doesn't matter.
It matters a little bit.
A little bit, but you.
I mean,
for three months.
You'll be on Oprah, proven that you didn't do it.
You know? you're going to get nationwide attention.
Nationwide attention. You didn't do it.
I get to get on Oprah there.
You're going in there for 3 months with every convict thinking you're a child molester.
Yeah, but just telling me that I get to be on Oprah changes this big time to me. Now I get to go on Oprah. I mean, how fucking cool is that?
You don't get a car or a fucking house or any of that stuff. You just get to tell your story.
I didn't diddle that kid.
Or you're banging your first cousin.
I didn't diddle him. You get a car.
12 times.
12 times. First cousin. Oof. All right. Morgan and Jessica. Which one am I choosing? I'm not even going to put that out loud because that's fucking weird.
Oh, it's beyond weird.
All right, man. Yeah, I'm going to prison.
For child molestation, dude, you are getting butt fucked and you're getting beat up every fucking day.
That grosses me out to fuck my cousins.
Well, it's supposed to. That's the whole point of the game.
That's fucking gross.
I just like how every time he tells you his answer, you're like, but come on, man.
Well,
you're going to get butt fucked.
He usually answers so easily. And I'd be like, fuck. I'd weigh the pros and cons of each.
I do.
What's your answer?
I do while you're going on and on. I'm weighing the pros and cons. And here's my thing is like, yeah, you're right. I'm probably going to get raped in prison. It's just not going to go well for me. But in the end, at least I can say, hey, I never molested a kid. I never did any of this stuff. I got to go on Oprah. You know what I mean?
I think would be fucking poetic justice.
But the other side is like, I'm fucking my cousin, and I chose to fuck my cousins. You know what I mean? I had to live with that the rest of my life. So
you know what I think would be the funniest thing to happen to you? You choose the prison option,
mm-hmm.
and you go in there, and this fucking guy decides, I don't like child molesters, and he butt fucks you every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you're getting released, you find out he's your first cousin. You didn't know.
Well, for one thing, everybody knows that all prison rape is done by big black men. So it couldn't have been my first cousin.
See, I don't think it is. It was always a good joke. It was like, what's the one thing in the world that makes 10 people happy and one person sad? Prison rape.
Jesus. Why are 10 people happy for?
Because they're ganging up and raping this guy.
Oh, okay. Well, 10 rape. Yeah, I thought you meant like one rapist and then nine guys walking around like, this is awesome.
Well, I was going to say gang rape, but then it sounds too much like, you know, you're actually going after rape. And that's not what I'm doing. I'm talking prison rape since we're on this story. So what would you do? God, it's gross. It is gross, but there's got to be, I'm thinking somewhere in the world I've got a first cousin that I don't know very well. You know, that might ease
the
sting.
Well, see, I'm not that close to either of my female cousins. You know what I mean? I don't talk to either of them that often. One of them, I'm so much older than all my cousins. I'm the oldest of the family that I never really got close to them. I was 10 when they were born and shit. So.
See, most of my first cousins I grew up with were very close. So I think I'd have to go to jail too. Nick?
Jail. I'm going to have to go to jail.
We're all going to jail over fucking our cousins.
If I wouldn't get on Oprah and it wouldn't become nationwide news that I did not diddle those kids, then I would probably go with the cousins.
I did not diddle those kids.
I didn't do it.
I didn't do it. I didn't diddle the kids.
No diddling going on here.
All right, guys, that's it. Episode 17.
You don't got a joke?
I just told you my joke.
That don't fucking count.
I got a joke for you. I got a little Italian joke.
You got a joke.
All right, I'll give the joke to Nick. You go ahead.
It's a
quick joke.
Give
me a good Italian joke.
That's a good, quick joke. Where do the poor meatballs live?
Where do the poor meatballs live?
Are you about the Rockets with a dad joke?
Spaghetto.
Yeah, dad joke. I like it, though. Spaghetto.
Oh, God.
Anyways.
Where do the Brajol live?
Wherever it costs $49.99. Oh, shit.
The spaghetto. See, that makes me never want to tell a joke again as long as I fucking live.
Are you ever going to tell my favorite joke?
Which one is that?
The one about the kid looking over the hill at his parents.
Oh, God. That's a bad one.
That's why I like it.
All right, I'll tell it. Now, guys, this is probably one of the worst ones ever, but Jason's favorite, so I'm going to tell it.
Yeah, well.
There's a guy hiking through the mountains, and he's just out there getting some exercise and hiking, and he looks on top of this cliff. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes.
And he sees this little boy, probably 9, 10 years old, crying his eyes out. And his kid's standing on the edge of a cliff, and he's, fuck, this kid's going to fall off this cliff and die. So he hikes up there as fast as he can, and the little boy's crying. He's like, son, he grabs a hold of his arms. You're too close to this cliff. What are you crying about? And the little kid points down to the bottom of this ravine, and there's a car, crashed car on fire and blown up and burning up. And the little kid says, "Those were my parents. They drove off the road. That's them." And the kid was crying, and he turns around, and the guy's standing there with his cock out in his hand. He said, "Boy, son, this ain't your day, is it?" That's a fucked up joke.
Imagine the kid just lost his parents and he's about to get raped on a trail overlooking a cliff, looking at his parents. It's awful.
Fucked up joke, courtesy of J-Bomb.
Yeah, I didn't fucking write it.
I didn't write it either, but it's left. Your favorite, so there you go. Guys, that's episode 17.
17, we got it in. We will see you Thursday. Until then, stay black.
See ya.